Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard. As we discuss Nick Sirianni, are you fully sold? We got to get to this segment. What was said down in D.C. a couple days, a little bulletin board material for the Eagles, and a story of one of Hugh's former team, the Jets, which is maybe the most dysfunctional thing in the history of the NFL. Rhea is with us here. How you doing?
Good morning. I love that song.
It is a great song.
That is a great Christmas song ever.
I think it's one of the best ones.
Yeah. Top five.
Yeah,
easy.
It puts you in a good mood.
It really puts you in a great mood.
Rhea, where are you on Siri? I was driving in this morning. I heard Joe was kind of going over some of the old polls you guys had in the morning.
Those are really funny.
And the one caught me when it was like about Sirianni and, you know, late September, early October.
Maybe when they were 2-2.
And most people were out on him, right?
It was 81%.
Yes. And now, look, 10 wins in a row is going to change the feeling on Sirianni. I expect most people to have a positive feeling today. But I'm curious if people are now fully won over. Where are you on Sirianni as they go through the best winning streak they've ever had?
Well, in giving you my where I am on this, I would just like to establish that you absolutely can have it both ways in sports, because it is absolutely the essence of being a sports fan, a sports talk show host, a team, because one day you love him and one day you don't.
That's how it is with everything.
Everything.
And you know, it's funny, and you're a great person to talk about this, Rhea, because every week we text each other, and the texts start out, "I can't stand so-and-so," and then as the game progresses, although, last week I didn't get any text.
Well, I was at the game, so when I'm at the game, it's usually a little different. But he will tell you, I'm a complete hothead. Like, I ripped Jalen 5 minutes into the game, and 5 minutes later, I apologized.
Mm-hmm. So that's the essence of being a fan,
though. Thank you. Listen. Kelce and Brandon Graham were not beloved in the beginning, and they'll be the first to tell you that.
Well, think of Charlie Manuel, Doug Peterson. Yeah. Right? Like, we change our minds all the time.
And it's you are under no rules. You know, you can't, you know, be, you know, nasty or mean or, like, you know, criminal.
Sure.
But there are no rules for fans. But you can feel one way, and then a person could change your mind. And to that effect, you know, I don't think you can look at Nick Sirianni and not be impressed with how last year ended. And I was one of the people who wanted him gone.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I wanted Rob Thomson gone too, so at least I'm consistent. And you come into this year, and the question is, well, what do you do? I mean, that's...
And it was a fair question, because the team had basically taken away what he used to do.
But that's an emasculating thing.
It is.
I mean, seriously. And I wasn't fully on board until last week. The way he navigated last week was what a veteran... strong coach whose team has his back. I was impressed with the way I had to laugh at him when he said with us on Tuesday, you know, the whole situation, which, you know, we kind of started.
We started the fire. We put it out, but we started it.
So, you can't not. I mean, 10 wins is 10 wins.
And it's never been done here before.
And it's never been done in the history.
Now, I think moving forward, it's going to be so fascinating how people feel as the playoffs go on. Now, if they win the whole thing, obviously, it's amazing, and he becomes an all-timer here. But if they don't, because it's tough. Like, how do we view him now? Is it just 12 wins is impressive, or have we graduated past that because the team's so good, and now it's like, all right, now the playoffs. Because at some point, the Phillies got there, you know, all those years ago, and they're there again now. Like, next year, 93 wins, no one's going to care, right? No. It's about the
playoffs.
Well,
they're going backwards, yeah.
Exactly. You know, teams get to that point. I made the comparison, Rhea. It's almost like some of those big college football programs, no one cares if they win 12 games. They need to win the national title.
Ask the people at Ohio State how they feel about Ryan Day.
Ryan Day's like 41-4 and they want him fired.
Yes.
Oh, like, they want him gone.
No, like, they want him gone in the worst way.
So how much do you think the postseason is going to impact how we think of Nick?
Well, I mean, a lot.
Yeah.
But it really depends. See, it's pretty funny. It depends on if they get that bye, you know, and then who they'll face in the first. Because we've seen, hasn't Dallas done that twice?
Last year they played the Packers as the two seed, and they were the two Packers of seven. They got knocked out.
But didn't they get knocked out before as a one seed or no?
They did.
Or a second, when the second seed still had the bye.
Yes. So when they played the Packers once and they got knocked out and then with the bye.
Yeah. So, and there's that other notion that he's been given a great team. There's been plenty of coaches and managers throughout. I mean, Tony Dungy's a Hall of Fame coach, correct?
Oh, yeah.
They didn't think he could get it done in Tampa.
They fired him.
They got rid of him. And they brought in John Gruden, and they won a Super Bowl. Yeah, at the expense of, you know, I'm not going to name names.
Yeah, but that one hurt. Yeah, but yeah, you're right.
Still hurts.
We'll just blame you for that
one. We'll blame you. But what I'm saying is you still have to coach them.
Yes.
You still have to have their respect and all that. So, you know, that kind of – it's the same thing with Jalen. Oh, Jalen's got all these weapons. Well, he wasn't using them all, you know, until last week. So,
yeah, true.
You know, I kind of take that. I don't think there's any way you can look at it and say he's not done a good job.
This year he has. Look, it's hard to, you can't say anything, but wow, they've won 10. I mean, no, they've never won 10 in a row before.
Which is amazing.
It is. Yeah. And I feel like lately, the Carolina game aside, they haven't really been in doubt. I mean, they handled the Rams, they handled the Ravens, they handled the Steelers. Like they've won by a lot. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Jeff? Man?
And Rhea.
Hello.
I kind of tend to think along the lines of Rhea and Hugh on this. I mean, fan is shorter for fanatic.
Yeah.
So we do have the right to get upset. I think for me, at least, and I think for a lot of people, we're short-sighted in our – we can criticize, but we're short-sighted on the fact that we want somebody fired for something that they did last week. And then when you look at the 10 wins, he's been to the Super Bowl You gotta take that into consideration, and you know you can't argue with the guy's record. And if you're going to criticize him for doing something bad, you also have to give him credit for when the team does well.
I agree with that. Yeah, I mean, like I think as much as we want to criticize last year and the way it went, we have to then, like Rhea said, flip it to this year where he's handled things better. I think he's gotten better at that stuff, like putting that fire out last week. A year ago, I don't think he would have handled it as well.
The Jalen Carter thing?
Yeah, yeah.
And the
AJ Jalen Hurts thing.
Oh, yeah, that thing. But the Jalen Carter thing, Hugh, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, that kind of happens a lot.
Yeah, you get cussed out. It's...
Generally, your position coaches?
Well, usually, like, I would get cursed out by Tommy. And maybe every now and then, because Jim Johnson was down there, he might say something, but...
So would Andy ever come over during a game?
No.
No.
Andy would never come say anything, because Andy's probably more focused on the offense. But if whatever happened, the first cursing out I would get is Tommy Brazier. And Jim would, but it's probably one of those ones where Jim said, "What is your defensive end doing?" And then Tommy was like, "Hugh, what the hell are you doing?" You
know, it's kind of like delegating who's going to yell at you. Yeah.
I think that was just one. And, you know, in Sirianni's defense, I'm a hothead. So I probably would have done the same thing, and it got handled.
And
that
to be fair, on like it wasn't a player that you say, why is he screaming at? Like, Carter does things. He's a great player, but he plays like that where they got to keep him in check sometimes.
They do.
Go ahead, Jeff.
So the first four games of this year were a complete hangover from what happened at the end of last year. I mean, everybody's like, here we go again. Like, come on, man. We've got Saquon here. The defense hadn't really come together yet. So, you know, I don't know. I think it's more of a we don't see the forest for the trees when we react to what the coach does.
I think we do that sometimes. Jeff, we appreciate the call. Rhea, I also think Sirianni in particular is a little bit hard to assess because, like, Andy was the offensive – he designed the offense, right? Like, because he doesn't do either side of the ball, he's not calling the plays, it's like, where do you give him credit? It has to all be that almost intangible stuff.
Well, the players never say anything bad about
him. They do like him.
I mean,
they like him.
It's – so they – listen, and I know you guys will probably get into it later. When you read about the mess that the New York Jets are, the Eagles look like, and they are. They are a much better, higher standard. You think, how does anything get done when that kind of, you know, nonsense is going on?
Hugh Douglas is alum. We got to bring this up here. Hugh, this morning this story came out. Okay, Rhea sent me this, and I'm like, this is amazing. So there's a big story, and then they pulled like a little story out of it. But this is the one I want to bring up with you, Hugh. Jets owner shot down a trade for Jerry Jeudy over his Madden rating. Hugh, Joe Douglas tried to trade for Jerry Jeudy, the receiver who went from the Broncos to the Browns this offseason. Mm-hmm. And the proposed Jeudy trade wasn't goes into how Johnson didn't like his Madden rating. His son plays Madden and told him the guy's Madden rating.
Teenage son.
Yeah, the trade fell apart when Jets owner Woody Johnson nixed the idea over Jeudy's player rating in the Madden video game.
Who, this is the thing. When you're making those kind of moves, mm-hmm. and your son says, hey, Dad, his Madden rating isn't that great. My thing is why is your son comfortable enough to say that in a meeting where multi-million-dollar deals are being made?
There's a line in there where Douglas reportedly said, "I'm being managed by teenagers."
See, you see where I'm going with this, because I'm pretty sure that Jeffrey Lurie's son Julian, he sits in on meetings, but if there's a
But he's been groomed.
Oh, yes. He's an adult.
Exactly.
He is an adult. Let's point that out.
Yeah, yes. but I'm pretty sure before that,
kids seem like they're just watching Madden and telling Dad what
and
they want.
He would listen, and he's learning the business.
Sure.
And if that's a conversation, say if Julian did do that.
Yeah.
That's a conversation between him and his father.
Oh, no. These kids are in the locker room ripping players after games.
That's what I'm saying. That's why do you think that's a professional thing? You're supposed to be running a professional business.
No, that place is not professional.
That is not the way it's supposed to be.
No.
It does. Every time we hear one of these stories, whether it's the Giants dysfunction, the Jets, the Cowboys, it makes you appreciate everything with the Eagles. Like, our fires are little fires. Everywhere else, they're blazing.
Howie's been doing it for long enough. He's navigated, his missteps.
Sure.
And, so you look and you read this stuff, and the Eagles have a pretty good organization.
Yeah, and it's like, man, you just don't realize how dysfunctional.
They also made, Woody came back from being the ambassador to London, reportedly, the employees told everybody they had to call him Mr. Ambassador.
Interesting.
Now, I know you called Jeff Lurie Mr. Lurie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's totally fine. I mean, you were young when he came here. He's the owner of the team.
Yeah.
Mr. Ambassador.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a no. Like,
that's a lot.
That's a no for me.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
So there's another quote here. When we're discussing things, you'll hear Woody cite something that Brick or Jack, those are his teenage sons.
They're like 15 and 13.
Read something that Brick or Jack read online that's being weighed equally against whatever opinion someone else in the department has.
I have a 15-year-old. He's not like giving me, he loves NBA 2K.
Yeah.
And
his name is Brick.
Yeah.
Brick and Jack.
That was an interesting name.
It's funny that you brought up your son. Like, imagine if you brought your son in here to the pre-show meeting you have, and Joe has an opinion on Joel Embiid, and Brick, your son, or in this case, if the kid's name is Brick or Jack, would be like, nah, that's wrong. Do something different.
Yeah.
And then you guys did that.
Yeah. It would be insane.
Brick has a punchable face.
I'm not sure if you can say that if he's still a teenager.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying I would punch him. I'm just saying he looks like the type of guy that, when he goes to school, oh, there's Brick. He has a punchable face.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not saying I would do it. Yeah. Not as a grown man, I wouldn't.
I get it.
But you know how some people, when you see them and they say, hey, my name's Brick, and you know you don't want to be friends
like
with Brick.
Yeah, totally.
He's like, I don't want to be friends with Brick. I'm not
Kyle's
a friend.
An idiot.
I don't think I want to be Brick's friend.
Our very own Brick, Kyle Quinn here. Yeah. Jeff, we appreciate. Let's go to Tom, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Tom from Atlanta. Hey, I had to call in. I did a 180 on Sirianni. I can't say I'm all in, but I was ready to fire him earlier in the season. But it was really interesting. Couldn't really figure out why. And I think I watched Julian Edelman with Colin Cowherd yesterday, and he talked about the noise. He talked about the noise going on in the locker room in the years when New England didn't win at all. And they still had great personnel and obviously great coaching and the best quarterback maybe of all time, of course. So I think Sirianni has done great, made great adjustments as these issues became public and materialized. I would just love to see him get ahead of these things before they become an issue.
Well, that's fair. Yeah, Tom, we gave him a lot of credit last week, and rightfully so.
Well, I don't know how you can get ahead of AJ making a comment in the post game.
So you can't. But
you can't, and, did he have to tell Brandon Graham? He shouldn't have had to.
No, but I guess maybe he could have known that AJ was not happy before. I don't know if he did or not. But maybe he could have perceived that AJ was upset and kind of try to get it together before we boiled over.
Well, he might have. And so they schemed him open in the Carolina game.
And Jalen didn't throw him the ball.
And Jalen didn't throw him. So, again, I don't know how, if he's working with Kellen Moore on that offense, AJ was open. So, I can't really fault Sirianni for not getting ahead of that.
And you can't make Jalen pull the trigger.
Correct.
You call the play, he has to run it. Tom, I hear what you're saying. And yes, it's good you put out fires, but I think every head coach would like to put them out before they start if they can.
And guys, I think it's the hardest thing to do, whether it's in leadership or coaching, anytime you're leading people. But again, being all in, to your point earlier, that's a big step. I am definitely in the Sirianni camp. I'm a supporter, and I'm ready to get on the bus with you guys. pick me up on the way in Atlanta.
All right, I got that seating chart. I got to reserve a spot for Tom.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he was worried that we're running out of seats here, Tom.
We offering folks seats.
Well, I didn't offer. Yes, Tom.
I'm saying, and you said yeah.
I heard you trying to weasel out of it to take
a
plane.
I'm not.
I heard it. I heard Rhea, the mumbling.
Rhea, it's
get him, Rhea. Get him.
You know what it is, Rhea.
You cannot weasel out. This is our bus.
It was initially a pipe dream, but now that is coming into fruition.
You've spoken it into existence.
Literally.
I'm like, damn, Rhea, this is gonna be different.
You were kidding, and see, these two knuckleheads took you seriously.
They did,
and now they're all in.
They did, and now you know what else is happening right now. I'm fascinated with the Brick story, because
we've lost him now.
I just read a story where the first win that they got when Garrett Wilson made the touchdown.
Yes.
How Brick, like Aaron Rodgers was about to present the game ball to Jeff Ulbrich, and Brick took over the thing.
Yeah, because just let people know, it's customary when a new coach gets his first NFL win that
he gets the game ball.
It's part of what you guys do.
So Brick had a Kanye West moment when he was on stage with,
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. And he pushed him aside. This is
Aaron
the way I read
Rodgers.
The story. He pushed a Hall of Fame quarterback aside. And they said he went on a profanity-laced tyrant to give the ball to Garrett Wilson.
Which he then posted on
Instagram. And you know what I was over here doing? I want
to
see the post. And this is why. I know he's a youngin'. I know he's young. But this is
parents.
The reason why I said what I said. Yeah. Because who are you to feel like in that moment, that you have the ability to do that.
Well, I'm assuming Mr. Ambassador.
That's what I'm saying.
Ain't got things in line.
Good googly. Good googly. You ain't did nothing. You take it upon yourself to take that moment and give it. Oh, but yeah, I got to find that. I'm looking for Bricks Insta right now.
Yeah, we've lost you. He's on Bricks Instagram. All right. Can we hear from Brian Robinson? Listen to this. Running back for the Commanders. Good running back, Brian Robinson. Listen to what he said on DC Radio about the Eagles, the Commanders, and what they're thinking down there as we get ready for the game.
We feel like we are the better team, and we just got to go play better. When we prepare, obviously, we're going to do what we do. We're going to attack them. We're going to go right at them. We got to execute better than they execute. It's going to be one of those type of games. Be on top of our game from start to finish. We can't come out playing around with them. We just got to go out there and handle our business. I feel like if we come out and we do that, we will get the win.
We have ourselves some bulletin board material.
Yeah, that wasn't that bad. And you know, he's still hurt. His feelings still hurt from the way he was handled when he was here. So,
no, that's Brian Robinson, the running back.
Oh, no, I'm thinking Brian Johnson. That's what I was thinking.
No, if a coach said that, that'd be a bigger deal.
Well, no, and I'm sure the coaches did say that to them in meetings.
Yeah, right. But
that's what he's echoing the sentiment.
He's parroting it. But, you know, the point is, listen, the Eagles were down in that game, right, heading into the fourth quarter?
I believe they were, and they'd take one of the two runs.
They had scored 20 points in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, for three quarters, you kind of might have been better than them. But here's the thing is, it's a crazy stat. The Eagles have beaten five teams with winning records. Do you know how many the Commanders have?
One or zero?
Zero.
Yeah.
Their strength of victory is the lowest of any team currently in a playoff spot.
Trying to think, what's their best win? The Cardinals win they had? And the Cardinals are like a 500-ish team?
Yeah, at the time.
Yeah.
Maybe
early in the season.
They beat the Bengals, but we now realize the Bengals aren't really that good.
The Bengals stink.
Yeah. They really haven't beaten it. They have done a good job of just beating the bad teams on their schedule. They're going to make the playoffs.
Sure.
Yeah.
And listen, 9-5 for them is tremendous.
Sure.
And Jaden looks like... Although, that kind of seems to be a little bit of regression there.
Yeah, I thought he looked better the last couple weeks, but he had the rib injury. Yeah, you're right, but he doesn't look as good as he did in September.
Yeah, I mean, the Saints win, that wasn't like, did they beat him by a point?
By a point, 20-19. Yeah, but
the Eagles, I think, beat him by 2 points, but that was early in the season,
They could believe what they want. They're not as good as the Eagles. If the Eagles lose this game...
If the Eagles are serious about getting the one seed...
Right.
I didn't realize there are seven scenarios
in which the
Eagles can get the one. Seven.
We brought up the one yesterday that...
Yeah, with the Minnesota.
It almost feels, Rhea, that we need the Lions to lose first, because if the Lions win the next two and Minnesota drops one of the next two, the division is over. That North division is over before the final week.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
So then Minnesota is just going to rest their guys because they're going to play the next week as a wild card anyway, and then we can't count on them the last week.
There's a crazy one. So the seventh scenario is the Eagles lose to the Giants, the Lions lose twice, the Vikings lose to Green Bay, and the Eagles win the strength of victory tiebreaker.
Wow, that might be the craziest one.
That's the craziest one. That's number seven.
Well, Hugh thinks we're fine because he's predicting the Bears are going to beat the Lions on Sunday.
I think the Bears are going to win this
Sunday.
Well,
listen, the Bears could have beat them on Thanksgiving.
They could have.
I mean, they nearly ruined my Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we got foosed. Yeah.
My family was kids. They're walking into the house, and I'm going, there will be no speaking until this game is over. And then I went... What are they doing?
It was the worst coaching I've ever seen in my life.
Bad.
I mean, his resume was pushing him towards getting fired, but I think he got fired because they just literally couldn't bring him back after that.
No, he tried to justify the decisions that he made at the end of the game, and the players are looking at him like...
No, didn't one player go off on him?
Yeah,
the
that's what it was.
Talking.
He was like, this is be quiet, dog.
If you're not fully sold on Sirianni, I don't think he would ever do anything like that.
No. You watch Sirianni. You watch the Eberflus thing on Thanksgiving, and you feel like Sirianni is Vince Lombardi compared to that. I mean, like that was horrendous.
That was the worst thing. So I think there is, there's a chance, although, my goodness, Caleb Williams, throw the ball away.
He just runs. He thinks he's still playing in college. He just runs around.
He doesn't realize that there's a next level of talent in the NFL.
Yeah, guys are pretty fast.
Yeah.
Like everybody's pretty
fast.
Everybody's pretty fast.
Yeah, they are. All right, 215-592-9494. So what do you think, Rhea? Another win on Sunday? They're 3.5-point favorites. I think this one's going to be the second time in the division, a challenge, but they're just better. I think if they play their game, they win again.
What do you think? 200 yards for Saquon, they inch a little closer, and then they have to make a decision?
I feel like we need 150-plus to make this interesting the final 3 weeks.
I pulled a cut from Kelsey this morning about it, because he said he didn't think that Sirianni will go for it if it's close, but he wants him to.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, I'm not giving away any trade signals, but he said, you know, if he couldn't get the bulk of this, it makes it easier for the last two games. So it's an interesting Kelsey cut if you
want to
get
that. Yeah, I think I heard that. He was talking about if he can get a
big chunk
significant
of
runs this weekend.
We're about 420 from the record.
I think so. Yeah, is he at 1688?
Yeah, so we need about
417. I think I did the math. Hold on, but I did not by hand. I did it by my...
I think we have to average about...
417, I think he needs in the last three games.
I'm pretty good at math.
That's right, so an average... Average of what? About 140 per week.
So let's say you know get 250 this week.
Well,
I was thinking at least 200.
You had 300 against Carolina, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah,
something like that.
Didn't work out.
And listen, everybody talks about the fact that he only got what, like 67 yards.
Yeah,
he missed 31 plays.
Yeah, he didn't play a full quarter.
So
basically.
Let's remember that. I mean, could have gotten a huge chunk.
Oh, I'm putting him down for at least 120 on Sunday.
Right, Commander,
the Commanders can't stop the run. All right, Rhea, we appreciate it, and have a Merry Christmas next week.
Christmas.
I won't be with you guys the next two Thursdays.
That's right. So
Happy New Year.
We're getting ready for the playoffs.
And then there will be a birthday present for me on the 29th.
Of course.
Because you know what that day is. It's when they played the Cowboys.
Hey.
Oh, and a victory against the Cowboys for your
That'd
birthday.
Awesome.
I had the last one was, in 2013.
Oh, that was when they won the division.
And I think Brandon Boykin picked him off? I think.
What was the quarterback? Because he was in for Kyle Romo. Kyle Orton.
Who it was. Yeah. So it was a very happy. The cake was not allowed to come out until the game was over.
The best moment of the Chip Kelly era. Rhea, Merry Christmas. Happy early birthday.
Thank
all right. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your phone calls on this. Has Nick Sirianni fully won you over? I'm still holding out to the postseason. That's what he could fully do it for me. Where do you come down? We'll get to a few interesting things come out of Hertz's presser later in the show as well. He said two really interesting things yesterday. Your call's next. 215-592-9494. It's a midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, this holiday season, warmer with the comfort foods that you love. Made even better with Hatfield pork. That's right. I'm talking about bacon. And nothing brings holiday cheer quite like bacon. Y'all know I love bacon. I can eat bacon from breakfast to lunch to appetizers to holiday dinners. Baker's adds that perfect touch of flavor that your family will love. Right now, you can visit simplyhatfield.com for some recipes for bacon and things like that. And a retail location near you. Give the gift of flavor this year and go with Hatfield. Put some pork on your fork.